This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, three Massachusetts state troopers have faced federal charges of stealing from the state by putting in for overtime pay for shifts they never worked. And federal prosecutors say they're just beginning to investigate the overtime payments. WBUR's Deborah Becker is at the federal courthouse in Boston for the arraignment of the three troopers. What specifically are they accused of doing, Deb?
Well, Lisa, these three are accused of taking thousands of dollars of overtime pay for shifts they didn't work and submitting fake traffic citations to make it appear as if they did work. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said the men were arrested at their homes very early this morning.
We do not relish this kind of enforcement. The troopers and detectives in the Massachusetts State Police enjoy a well-deserved reputation for professionalism. But it's our job to investigate and prosecute public corruption, especially when it implicates taxpayer dollars, and especially when it compromises the integrity of a major state-level law enforcement agency.
Who are the three troopers charged today?
Well, the three are recently suspended or retired troopers, 50-year-old former trooper Paul Season, 45-year-old trooper Gary Herman, and 57-year-old former Lieutenant David Wilson. They were all members of that state police unit known as Troop E, which was responsible for patrolling the Massachusetts Turnpike. And state police, as you probably remember this spring, disbanded that unit when these overtime abuses first came to light.
And how much money are they accused of taking?
Well, U.S. Attorney Lelling emphasized that this is only for 1 year. He also emphasized that this is only the beginning of his investigation. So for Lieutenant Wilson, he earned $230,000 total in 2016. About $68,000 of that was overtime. And he's charged with earning more than $12,000 in overtime that he did not work. Trooper Herman is also charged with earning about $12,400 attributed to shifts that he did not work. And Trooper Season earned $163,000 total that year, and about $29,000 of that was for overtime for work that was not done.
And the investigators, what are they basing the charges on?
They reviewed records from 2016. They said that's the only year they've looked at so far, and they compared state police payroll data and trooper radio data to determine where their cruisers were, and also they said the state police audit helped them. And so they said they would, for example, look up some of these traffic tickets and realize that these were the tickets that the trooper said were written during a particular shift, but these tickets never went any further. They never went to the RMV. They never went anywhere else. So they also emphasized that no motorist was ever compromised by these fake tickets. It was just going through all of the paperwork and making it to state police payroll department, but not the RMV.
This is a part of a larger issue for state police, and several troopers have retired or they've been suspended because of these discrepancies in overtime that you've been talking about. Why are just these three men being charged?
Well, I don't think U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling left any question that there will likely be others. He called these arrests today just the beginning of his office's investigation into whether this is an even bigger problem for the state police.
We will not limit our investigation just to Troop E. We consider our purview to be state police-wide.
And Lelling also said that this case should show why federal authorities are needed, because they could be an independent investigator in all of this and look at what's happening at a major statewide law enforcement agency like the state police. Now, we should say the men were arraigned just moments ago. They all appeared in handcuffs in court. Some of their family members were in the courtroom today. They look very distraught, as you can imagine. There was only one attorney representing one of the troopers. He had no comment to reporters when he was leaving the courtroom today. The troopers didn't comment. They were all released on conditions. Among them, they are to avoid any contact with witnesses or defendants or anyone who was a member of Troop E between 2016 and 2018. And they were also ordered not to have any firearms.
Final question, Deb. What did the state police or what officials there are saying in response to all this?
Well, State Police Colonel Kerry Gilpin issued a statement today saying that the state police are continuing to audit overtime pay and they are cooperating with investigators. And that cooperation was something that the U.S. Attorney's Office mentioned today as well. Also, U.S. Attorney Lelling said the whole situation is disappointing.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you.
Thank you.